She moved fast, wading through knee-high grass, hitching up her long skirt so she could cover more ground, ignoring the sharp blades as they whipped against her bare legs, slicing into them. They were only cuts, and cuts would heal. But if the warnings were true, then nothing would save her. Nothing would save any of them. As she continued through the field, she heard the distinct sound of someone behind her. But there shouldn't be anyone out here at this time of night. Only she was desperate enough to work so late, ever since her father had fallen ill and they had fallen behind on payments. There was no other choice. It was either this, or they would lose everything they had worked so hard for. A low rasping of breath cut into her thoughts. She was right. Someone was following her. Swallowing her fear, she broke into a run, not caring who saw her panic now. Trees blurred past, but she didn't look back, instinctively knowing that if she did, she would be lost. If she could just get past this field, into a more built-up area, maybe she could seek help. She knew of a healer who lived nearby, who kept their doors open throughout the night for emergencies. If she could just remember which direction she should head in, was it west? Seeing a faint glow of a lamp up ahead, relief washed over her. There, a house. As she ran towards it, she felt a forceful tug, then found herself flying backward into the night until she landed awkwardly on her rump. Stunned, she didn't react at first, but then pain exploded, sending her senses on fire. It felt as if she had broken every bone in her body. A metallic taste flooded her mouth as she realized she must have bitten her lip in the fall. What had happened? Even as the question flashed across her mind, she felt another insistent tug on her cloak. Next came the arms, wrapping around her vice-like until the breath was squeezed out of her. And still, she couldn't see who her attacker was. She tried shouting for help, but her words came out a thin, hoarse cry. "Let go of me! Help! Someone, please!" She flailed, desperate to escape, but the arms were like steel and she couldn't get free. Feeling hysteria claw at her throat, she opened her mouth to scream when her attacker wrapped thick hands around her neck and snapped it. She dropped to the ground with a thud.